And as this COVID break extends itself over days and weeks and months, and it has been months since March 13th, the gap is increasingly larger. And the best way to close that gap is to get them into the building as fast, as quickly, and as safely as possible. The fourth reason is I think we have a very controlled, safe environment that we're bringing our kids back into. Sometimes I don't want to say our parents don't have controlled environments at home. That is not the message I'm sending. But for 8 hours a day for secondary students and middle school students, we know on those 2 days where they'll be and what they're doing.